All right. This is the meeting of the Pacifica National Board Finance Committee. My name is Dave Adelson. I'm the acting chair or chair pro tem. And to start off, we have quorum. Let's call the roll. Paul, can you do that?
Dave Adelson.
Here.
Henry Cooper. Absent. Lonnie Hicks.
Here.
Alice Shields. Alice?
Hello?
Alice?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm taking the roll.
I'm sorry, you didn't hear me. Thank you.
Okay. Yes, Carol Spooner?
Here.
Paul Sirabel is here. Warren Turner is absent. Sandy Weinman? Absent. LaVarne Williams?
Here.
Simone Wyatt? Absent. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, which is actually, quorum is actually 5 at this point, right?
I don't believe so. I think we have 10 members.
Quorum is 6.
Oh, it has to be more than half.
Right. It has to be a majority, which is more than half.
Okay.
And did you call Lonnie?
Yes.
Okay, great. So we have a draft agenda, but I note that draft agenda does not include the approval of minutes. The draft agenda is 7 items: policy on interstation transfers, policy on under and over budgeted line items, which Lonnie sent around a proposal on. PMB Ambrose Lane's proposal to establish a $25 to $50 million line of credit for Pacifica. Fourth is the station treasurer report. Fifth is the CFO report on recent financials since September 4th and since. Sixth is policy on the budget process for surpluses. For example, at what point is a surplus available for use, and by what mechanisms are the uses to which it will be put approved? And finally, an update on the WBII budget and anything we may need to do with that. Is there anything else anybody, and I would like, are there minutes for approval at this point, Paul?
Yes, they were sent out. The only question is that LaVarne recommended that we insert the table that she prepared.
Mm-hmm.
And my sense is that that should come as an attachment to the minutes rather than in the body of the minutes themselves.
Yeah, I agree, especially since we don't have independent confirmation that, for example, the information I gave about Democracy Now! And its airing, that is my impression from listening, but I don't have hard data on it. So let's put the approval of minutes on the agenda and then deal with that in that item.
This is LaVarne. I'm just trying to get clarification on your point here. And you're saying something about an attachment versus in the body. So where does the attachment go, right after?
Well, let's do that in the minutes approval.
Can I just get this question answered first, Dave?
I'd like to do it in the minutes approval, and I apologize for having raised my point. No, we're not.
What are we doing?
We're doing the agenda. And so I'd like to know, are there any other agenda items?
Are you suggesting that the approval of the minutes be first?
Yes.
Okay.
Is there anything else for the agenda? Okay, then let's go with it. Is there any objection?
I'd like to talk about just a minute.
Excuse me. Okay.
Am I being heard?
Yes,
you are, but you're really soft. You
okay.
Speak louder.
I just wondered if I had my phone muted.
No.
About the agenda, I think it's too long, and I'm wondering if we can eliminate some of it and get to some of our crucial crisis items, such as the BAI budget, which is last. Does anyone else have that sense, or am I just alone in that?
I agree, Alice. I wonder if we couldn't put off number 3 since Henry isn't here to make the motion,
mm-hmm.
and possibly number 6, even though I'm very interested in them.
I would agree on number 6. That's a longer.
Yeah, I'd like to put off number 3 and number 6.
My position is that we can get through actually these things quickly if we realize we've got a crisis item at the end, and what I've been watching happening in this committee is that crisis has forestalled any movement on policies that are important to a lot of other stations.
Well, then I'd like to just make the motion that we move the last item up to the first and see where we are on it.
Second.
Okay. Any objection to just taking the vote? Okay. So, Paul, could you call the roll on that?
Okay. So this is we're voting on putting WBAI first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right after approval of the minutes, before interstation policy.
Okay.
And that we drop items 3 and 6, put it all in one motion. How's that? Anybody care?
Then I would like to discuss before there's
all right,
a vote.
Then I'll just
and the
it.
Reason is that, for example...
I'm not amending my motion, just to move 6 up to 1.
7 to 1.
7 up to 1, yeah.
So that's it. That's all you're proposing?
Yeah.
Okay, then...
All right, all in... Dave?
No.
Henry? I'm sorry, Lonnie?
Yes.
Alice?
Yes.
Carol?
Yes.
I'm going to abstain. LaVarne?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, we have four yes and one no.
Okay. All right, so is there anything else for the agenda? Okay. I'd like to time bind that item. How long do you think it needs, Carol? Carol? Hello?
I put my phone down. I haven't the slightest idea. Those who have reports might have a better idea.
Okay, and also there is an issue with hearing that before we get other treasure reports, but I guess we'll get that information at that.
Let's try 20 minutes, 20 to 30 minutes on WBAI.
Okay.
I think it would be no more than 20, maybe 15.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, as it gets past 20, we'll note it and try and wrap up in another 10 if we need it. Is that all right with people? Okay. No objection. So the first thing's the minutes. Has everybody gotten them and looked at them? Resounding noise. who has not had an opportunity to read the minutes?
I wasn't there.
Well, wait. It's one or the other. All right. Who has read them? I have. Okay. Who has not read them?
Me, Alice. But I think I wasn't there maybe at the last one.
Lonnie, Paul. Well, Paul wrote them, so we know he's read them. Carol, have you had a chance to look at them?
Sorry, Dave. I'm just sitting across the room from my phone listening. So when you ask me a question, I have to run across the room. yes, I've read them. They're fine with me.
Okay, so as long
can
as...
Can I move we approve the minutes?
Thank you. I was hoping somebody would do that.
You could
is there
just
a second?
Is there
someone
a second to
read
the
them. Second.
Paul, you want a second?
Sure, I'll second it.
Is there any objection to adopting the minutes? There was a discussion about the position of the addendum that LaVarne produced. LaVarne, you had a comment on that?
I it's like I think enough discussion has been made on it. You know, either it's there, it's not. You know, it really doesn't matter. So I think we should just approve the minutes and go on.
I think I would just suggest that we include it, but after the minutes, in other words, attached an appendix.
Well, yeah, that's fine.
Submitted by LaVarne Williams.
Yeah.
Yes,
well,
that's
it's
fine.
A summary of the reports given at the committee.
Mm-hmm. As reported by the members of the committee. Yeah, that's fine. Let's move on.
Okay. Is there any objection to adopting the minutes? And this is for the previous meeting, correct, Paul?
Right. It's October 29th.
October 29th. Great. Okay. So without objection, we'll accept the minutes for October 29th. So next thing is WBI budget status. Who do we have? Lonnie, and are there going to be any other reports other than just Lonnie?
Yeah, I will too.
Alice will give a report? Okay.
I'll give a brief report, although Lonnie probably will cover it. But
okay, so if Lonnie could take 5 minutes or less, and Alice and Paul can take a couple to 3 minutes each, that'd be great.
Well, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll start out, and then people can chime in or whatever. Went to WBAI last week. It was a Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday of last week. Plan to return next week as well. Number of issues went to look at the drive and see how they were doing. Also to discuss what Phil Asageda, who's our development person, would be doing. He is there currently. Phil is working on looking at how the station might improve the fulfillment rate, which we all see as crucial, and the invoicing process. Also, looking at the expenses at I on that last trip, ways to save money in that area, and also to look at some other ways in which we could reduce expenses. The short version is the drive at that time was not doing as well as they had hoped. On projection, they were at that time last week looking like they might be 150 to 160,000 short of that goal they had set for themselves. But in the last week, apparently the drive has picked up considerably. They have met goal, which was at 900,000, and exceeded it by at least $50,000 at this point. And that's well and good. And apparently there were a couple of days where the numbers were at 60,000, and they made a big push. And looking at how that was achieved, which is crucial to understand what happened, there was a lot of pitching by Amy, and apparently they had a premium that went very well with the listeners, one on 9/11, as I understand it. That really perked things up. Issue number two was how did individual shows do in the context of the drive, and there's some data that we're looking at in terms of how the revenue went for various programs. It's a little bit sketchy, but there's some impressionistic information that we have. The last item that I'll mention, I can go into detail if people want to, is the future drives based on what we learned about this one. What we need to learn about this drive, and then we can extrapolate that to future drives, are two points. One of them is the fulfillment rate. That is, if this drive has a high tier of fulfillment rate, and by that I mean higher than 75%, we'd like to see it at 80%. Is that going to be the case for the next drive? Second issue is the number of days in which the drive ran. I think it was 22 days. And the third issue that I will be looking at is the expense side. What expenses, even with a good drive or drive that meets goal, what are still the expense reductions we need to look at? There are some that need to be looked at, and that's what we'll be doing next week when I go back. We'll be picking it up where we left off. For now, my report is that they met goal at WBAI, and to be congratulated, by the way. We should not fail to congratulate those folks for what was a difficult situation they were in. Same thing happened, as I recall, last year. They pulled it out and did the work and succeeded. So I would be among the first to congratulate that staff on a job well done. It apparently was not easy, but they did it. Anything else? The last item, I guess, that I would mention is looking at their cash position. Because the future can be predicted by how much cash they have in the bank, both from the drive. Of course, they're not in on the drive. As folks, as you know, the money comes in over several months. But they have some CPB funds, which represents an increase for them from last year of close to $250,000, which, along with the drive results, will put them in a relatively strong cash position to carry them at least through January, February. They will have the equivalent of 3 to 4 months cash in the bank to get them through that difficult period. But I repeat, as I always do, one bad drive can make all the difference in the world at WBAI and also at other stations. Now, why do I say that about WBAI, even though they've had a drive that met goal? The reason I say it is that when you look at drive numbers for 2 and 3, that is to say the winter and spring drives, you do have to, you know, present a cautionary tale, which is to say those drives can't be considered in the bank because usually that fall drive is your best drive. And the winter and spring drives are not necessarily your best drives. So there's work to be done. And while they've done well, there still is a need for a real working at reducing expenses. Anyway, that's my report.
Are there questions for Lonnie?
Yeah. It was the goal 900,000 and they came in at 950?
Yeah.
953.
953 in 22 days?
Right. $43,332 a day.
And at 80% fulfillment, what would that be per day?
33,000.
No, 33,000.
953.
Actually, 34,000.
Times 0.8 divided by 22 days.
I say 43,000 a day.
If the fulfillment rate is 80% on that,
yeah,
it would be $34,654 per day fulfilled pledges.
Well, it's sort of can't really do it that way. You've got a lot of the initial pledges coming in, you know, via credit card.
Right, I know, but I mean, just overall, if 80% of the pledges are eventually paid, it would result in the average daily take in fulfilled pledges for that drive being $34,754 per day.
And net about $760,000.
Right. So how many days of fundraising at that rate would it take to meet their...
$275 million.
Their budget.
$2,750,000.
Yeah, but that's not all listener support.
Yeah, it is.
Is it?
That's the listener support line. What is the listener support line?
$2,750,000.
$2,750,000. 81 days. Okay.
Are there any other questions?
Yeah, I have a quick question. This is Lavorne. Does this include, like, web pledges, or
yes,
do you have a feel for that? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Anybody else, or I have a question.
I have one question for Lonnie. What is the total amount of the CPB grant, which is now coming to DAI, the total amount it will receive this year?
It's in my FY05 budget for them. Let me pull it up for you. They got an increase.
Mm-hmm.
That number is estimated for this fiscal. I'm estimating about 513.
Mm-hmm.
Budgeted is like 471, but each year there are small increases through audience growth, and I'm estimating that 471 in FY05 will probably go up to 513 or so.
Uh-huh, good. How much have they already received?
They've received in this fiscal, which is based on last year's number, $150,000.
Mm-hmm.
And then in a week or so, they'll get another
$94,000 another week, good.
Yeah, so they'll end up with $244,000.
Yeah, I have it on. I'm in my
And that always happens for the stations, by the way, around the network, that CPB money comes in at just the right time.
And so the total CPB for the whole network is 513?
No, that's for WBAI, 500.
Okay.
That would be the case fiscal, but for the whole network,
right,
they're 1.3 million going to 1.6 million.
So right now, previously in 04, BAI has received 150,000, and it will yet receive 94,000.
Yes, and then in the then another quarter million would come sometime in late September or October.
Okay, so it did not receive 513 and 04. Is that it?
That's right. That's what we project they'll get, 5.
Okay, I guess I'm just confused. If BAI is supposed to receive 513, from what date on?
That is, they will get that 513 based on the period between October 1st.
Yeah, fiscal
September 30th, the 05.
Okay. And last year, in 04, I'm sorry, in the 03 fiscal, 03, 04, they received?
I think it's 471.
Okay. Okay, good. Thank you.
So the fiscal 05 is 513?
Yeah, that's my projection.
Okay, because that's up a little bit.
Yeah, that will CBB goes
what we have in the budget.
Yeah.
Could I ask Lonnie?
Yeah.
You said they've gotten 120 this fiscal. Do you mean since September 30th that they got that in October?
Yes, got it in October. Oh. 150,000.
All right, and then they're going to get another 90,000 sometime. When?
For me too.
The next week or so.
Okay.
And 250,000 somewhere thereafter.
Yeah, it looks that way.
Mm-hmm.
Lonnie, I have two questions. One, the 2.775 number was what I was in that base budget, and the budget C or the option C, which we approved. What was the total listener support for the number in that budget? Because I'm looking at what you sent around last month or the month before, which was the base budget, and that had 2.775. I think it was reduced.
It was reduced by $10,000, actually.
Oh, is that all? Okay.
Yeah.
The other question is, what are their credit card receipts as of now? What portion of what they're doing during the drive is credit card?
Paul, do you know offhand?
I don't know.
I just asked Yvonne Singh. She said she didn't know. Indra knows, but she's on vacation.
Yeah. Could you get that information? Could you get that information for us for the next meeting, just so we have an idea of how it compares? The other question, I my ears pricked up when you talked about looking at the revenue for individual programs, and I'm curious I'm concerned, let's put it this way, about the relationship between finance and programming. Are we talking about looking at which shows are good performing shows? Are we talking about as relates to their presence on the air? Are we just talking about the way fund drives are structured? When you say you're going to look at the revenues of individual programs, what are you looking for, and what comes out of that looking?
Ooh.
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 Who said that?
Chelsea.
Who?
Oh. Somebody's got someone in the background. If you could mute.
I thought it. Can you hear me? This is LaLauren.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought I had it muted. Can you hear me now?
Yep.
Yeah. What is it, star 9?
I think it's star 6, isn't it?
Star 6, sorry.
So we were hearing what you really sound like all this time?
No, I think that's her mother.
What was the question?
Oh, yeah, around.
You're looking at revenue from individual programs, but I'm concerned about that. What are you looking at, and what comes of that looking?
Well, like I said, it's impressionistic. I ask the questions. People give me the best answers they can. But the drives, you know, what I do look at is if, say, Amy Goodman comes on, and I noticed it at WBAI, which is why I brought it up, when she pitched, when other people pitched, the revenues for that period go up.
That's a common finding.
It's a common finding. No one should be surprised. But I was also interested in to see which premiums did well. I want to see what the drivers are in WBAI's last week. That's what I'm interested in. How did they do it is what I'm interested in. And the preliminary answers that come back that, as I mentioned, a good premium apparently made a difference. People responded to this 9/11 premium.
Was that 9/11 in plain sight?
Yeah, that's it.
Mm.
Yeah, that's what I'm told.
I ordered it myself.
It was a blockbuster here, too.
It was a big blockbuster. That was great, because what I learned from WBAI were two or three things. That the premiums do make a difference. That we already know that when Amy pitches, the revenues do go up, although not all the time. The other thing that I saw happening was that other stations found that premiums that worked in their drive shared those premiums with WBAI, and it turned out to be important sort of collaboration there. And I just wanted to, I know that was the case, that Kay shared at least the information about premiums they had, if not those premiums, in fact. And I'm interested to see whether the premium strategy is a shot in the arm that any drive that's in trouble may want to look at. So I don't have the numbers, but I'm
Bonnie?
Yeah.
I just wanted to ask another question. Until the approximately, I guess, the last 3 days of the just overdrive at BAI, in the last 3 days, the amounts received shot up by, I think, I guess 100%. Is that what you're referring to, this particular
Yeah, I want to know how that happened.
You know,
I want to know.
For what it's worth, that's our experience here. You always tune up toward the end of the drive. You figure out what works. You ride it like hell.
Yeah.
And our last days are always, you know, a significant uptick over the rest of the drive.
Well, it was an unusually positive thing, so
it was large,
pretty exciting.
I know at A, there was one day in their last drive, they had a $100,000 day.
Uh-huh. Well, at BAI, it was like 80 and 70,000, and our gross daily average for 2004 is 36,904. So, and it was similar, I believe, up and down from that a little during this drive until the last 3 days, which was great and astonishing.
We've seen that here. I mean, we wreck when we did $40,000 and $50,000 days, you know.
Uh-huh.
The bad old days, we're up now considerably on that. But
uh-huh.
when we did that, yeah, the Thursday and Friday at the end
mm-hmm.
of a drive would go to 80.
Yeah, this is LaVarne. I think that's the phenomenon at most stations. Like toward the end of the last few days is when all the premiums are looked at are the ones that are like really, really the listeners are really supporting and asking for. Those are the things that they do, the most popular things, in order to get the, and that's how they really gear up for the last few days. So that's the way, basically, they've done fund drives forever, as long as I've been at KPFA. And that's why you get the large numbers at the end of the drive.
And people also sit and wait to hear everything, because some people, if they're going to spend that money, they want to be sure they get what they want. I have a question. It relates to what I had put on the agenda, which is, all right, now you've got a nominal surplus. At what point do you say that's money we can look at and spend? And I assume that making budget means now that they don't have to do any of the kind of cuts they're doing, but what kind of controls are there on spending in this intervening period? And what are the agreements about when
could
you
could Paul and I give our little reports beforehand?
Okay. If you'd prefer to do it that way,
sure.
Why don't you go ahead?
Or Paul, you want to go first?
Well, I don't have a formal report. I have some sort of anecdotal things to say. First of all, we created an ad hoc committee on the LSB to meet with management to look at the question of how to improve our fundraising performance. And we had the first meeting last night. At this meeting, we basically gave Phil Acequeda the floor and listened to some of his impressions of the situation at BAI. And we looked at a list of recommended off-air fundraising proposals that Don put together. And with Phil's participation, there's a plan at this point to do a mailing, a mass mailing, that's going to cost about $10,000 total. Well, that amount of money is all the money that we have in the budget for the year for our for bulk mailing. We have actually $9,000 allocated. So Don is... indicated that he's probably going to go to the LSB and propose an adjustment to the budget to accommodate several mailings of this sort. So that's one example of how the success of this fund drive, will likely lead to adjustments in the budget. And I haven't really put this together yet, and I want to talk to a number of people before I go, you know, make a final proposal, formal proposal. But I think that particularly looking at this list of opportunities for off-air fundraising, it's really imperative that WBAI hire either a development director or a development consultant. And the line item for that was cut in the budget that was adopted by the PNB. It's a $60,000 line item. So I'm going to, you know, do some study and ultimately probably with others come up with a recommendation on reinstating a line item so that we can hire somebody to organize these kinds of activities, because in reality most of them aren't going to happen, you know, if there isn't somebody who is responsible for doing it.
Why don't we go to Alice, and then if anybody has comments on either of the reports, they can ask them then.
Yeah, thank you. As you say, the BAI drive, Lonnie, took 22 days, and finally at the end, which is great, it made the goal and slightly exceeded it. We need to make sure what comes in of this money, because we need it desperately. The fulfillment rate has been about 75.4% during this year, and I think we need to look into this budget again at an appropriate time to check in to see how much of this was credit card payment, in which case we've just about got it all, and how much was checks, which always had a lower fulfillment rate, of course. So I believe this committee should look in to the BAI situation at an appropriate time, perhaps that's before the turn of the year, to see what reports have been made of fulfillment of these pledges. And I believe that given, and I've sent out to all of you on this committee a number of documents that were made from the figures of Indra Hardat, the business manager at BAI, just for your reference, if it's needed again. I'll refer you right now only to the very small page where there are figures for fiscal 01, 02, 03, and 04, so that you're aware that the gross daily average from 03 to 04 has fallen from 50,000 roughly to about 37,000, and that we have to watch this at BAI to make sure it's protected. So I would recommend that this committee meet on BAI and look at the fulfillment rate before the turn of the year, perhaps at the last meeting of this committee before the turn of the year. And essentially, I think it's great. The, you know, is 950,000 is a terrific amount. I think we need to make sure that we stay in that range if we can. And I hope it doesn't have to depend just upon premiums of a sensational nature, which I believe this was. Thank you. I do move that BAI be examined, its budget be examined again by this committee before the end of the year. Thank you.
I'd just like to add that one of the things that Phil mentioned last night, he said, was that, you know, all of the stations are experiencing similar declines and similar lower responses, except for KPFK, which has some kind of magic formula, which I've written to your program director.
I can tell you what the formula is. We have open space, we have youth, we have a lot of new programming, and we have a lot of outreach in the community events, where it's just a very vibrant atmosphere in here because of the open space.
Well, we need to understand that, and, you know, just the more that you can tell us about it, and the more specific you can be,
the parking lot,
the more we'll be able to benefit, because I mean we don't really know anything about that.
The parking lot down here is always packed. I came today, and there is a it's 2 and 3 deep in cars. You have to leave your keys at the front desk.
Great.
There's always activity.
Let me point out that there is a difference between BAI and the other stations, even if all are losing somewhat in income, and that is that we, until this budget was passed, projected, last year we had 91 days of fundraising, and the others have, the other stations have roughly 45 and little more than that.
Well, if you look at KPFA's last fund drive, they also went 22 days and they raised virtually the same amount of money.
Over the year, we have 91 days and they have 45 to 50 at the moment.
In terms of the current experience, we're running about even with KPFA right now.
For the year, those are the figures, and all the other stations have roughly 45 days. That's an important distinction.
I mean, as much as I appreciate that, I think that some of that may be programming questions, and I think our duty on Finance Committee right now is to have checked in and to see what is happening in terms of the budget, and I would like to go back to the issue of Lonnie. What are the controls on the spending? You have a nominal surplus. At what point does that, number in a book turn into money that can be spent, and how will that get budgeted?
This is Lauren. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry. I had it on mute again. I'm sorry. They did the Lacey Peterson verdict. That's why I had it muted. Okay, but the point, I just wanted to make a quick point on the KPFA thing is that we just got a new general manager. We had this interim general manager for 5 years there. So, therefore, I think a lot of that played into the fact that we had long days fund drive of fundraising, and also we were a little below goal, and the fact that we were not able to act proactively in terms of making changes to make the fund drive happen and increase the amount of pledges per day. But we now have a new general manager, so hopefully things will be different. That's it. So go ahead.
And I actually do want to apologize. I made some commentary on that point before I then changed the subject. So if anybody does want to pursue that further, we can go ahead. But I really would like to know, on the budget side of things, what are the next steps?
Is that for me?
Yeah.
Could I come in for 1 second? I'm sorry. But, I mean, we have a budget. We've approved it. And you get a little ahead in the fall. That doesn't mean you have a surplus. You have to be thinking about, you might be a little behind in the winter. Isn't that more or less the way you look at it, Lonnie?
Yeah, no, I look at it that way, and I also look at it from the point of view of whatever bills you didn't pay.
Yeah.
And Cisco now have to be paid out of that surplus. I would not regard it as a surplus.
Well, I have to differ. We had a budget that says this is your spending. Now there's more money available. Whether you spend it on debts that you didn't budget to pay or whatever it is, there's got to be some point where you say, this is now money that can be spent for things that were above budget. And what I'm asking is, I don't imagine that we wait till the end of the year, given that there are pressing things everywhere. So what I'm asking is, when the numbers vary, where does budget approval for overage happen?
Well, let me just say, just to be as clear as I can be, if we make the assumption that we have that $50,000 to spend right now, it would be extremely foolish to do that.
I'm not arguing that.
Here are the reasons.
Before you give me the reasons, no, I don't think anybody's arguing that would be foolhardy. I'm asking, at what point does a budget surplus move into funds that are able to be spent, and how does that get approved, monitored, et cetera?
I'll answer it that way, okay? Let me just hypothetical, and it will answer that question, why you shouldn't do it, certainly not in the first month of the fiscal. But at what point in the fiscal do you regard a surplus as a surplus? Okay, let's answer that question. If their next drive is not as good as this drive, but their goal for the next drive is higher. Assume that they do $950,000 at their next drive. That is not going to be good enough. But their next drive goal is higher, 50. So you can't really make the decision to say until after the next drive, then the next one after that. So the answer to that question is